the people who really did the commercial in my sort of years at Anglia was Mike Manny. Mm-hmm. He was sort of the bigger commercial man, you know.
And Mike worked in his own name and had his own studio?
Oh, yeah, he got his own studio. He was an ex-Cambridge News photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had good blokes working for him, John Moffat, and I forget the other, Keith Waterton, and who was a Kodak-trained commercial bloke. First class, absolutely. It was quite a set-up, and he had that down Milton Road.
Mm-hmm. Just looking down the list of some of the photographers that were around in Cambridge, perhaps in the 60s, Stearns were one that had been going for probably about 100 years then. Yeah. Did you have any dealings with that?
Not really, no. We just used to help each other out, you know, if they needed chemical and stuff like that, and they'd run out. But they did their own processing there. But they also, their headquarters was Brighouse, Yorkshire. And I think they were bought out and they moved up to Brighouse. But certainly, they were bought out in my more or less early days, or not long after, they were bought out by this company, I can't remember the name, at Brighouse. But Stearns mainly used to, they did sittings in the studio and all that sort of thing, but they also did all the university photos, you know, where they used to do them in the long panoramic frame and all that, and with the names written underneath.
Just the freshman, yeah.
In blue ink and nice writing, mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to do all that, of course.
Bruce Nye?
Yeah, Bruce. Yeah. He did his own, of course, all his own. And it was mainly, with him, I would have said it was 90% or 95% even of weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the days when, of course, you got your wedding pictures published in the Cambridge News with your name underneath, you know, and all that sort of business. I don't think it happens very often now.
City Studios.
Yeah, he was a bloke who sort of lined up. I wouldn't say he was a photographer as such, not the one that I knew. He was a young bloke, a bit on the fringe sort of thing. Sort of friendly with John West in the days, you know, when we were probably a few hippies about and things mm-hmm. like that. But I don't think, from my knowledge, that he really did much work.
Eastern Press Agency, again, sure, they might have finished well before your time.
Yeah, well, before I finished, yeah, but Eastern Press Agency was still about, yeah, when I started. That's Louis Garnade, yeah, no, I don't recall too much about him. Yeah, Louis Garnade.
Edward Lee.
Yeah, he was a good photographer. Very, well, you can see, fellow of the Royal Photographic Society, fellow of the Institute of British Photographers, I suppose that is.
Yeah.
And they weren't that sort of thing, like the FRPS, that was aimed mainly at amateurs, I suppose, and also professionals. But that really was a difficult thing to get.
Mm.
You know, you had to be a good photographer apart from anything else.
So people like Edward Lee would have processed their own material,
yep.
Or would they have come to you?
Yeah, he processed his own. Yeah. He had about three people working there, and he was about two doors away from our shop on Kingsbridge, 15 Kingsbridge.
Mm-hmm. And Ramsey and Muspratt?
Yeah, we didn't do any work for them, but they did all their own processing, of course. Well, when I say all, I suppose there are some bits and pieces. Even with us, you know, there's some that we couldn't do and used to get other people to do for us. If someone come in and wanted a 20x16 in colour, it had to go to someone else.
Yes.
Star and Rignall, that's another one. Weren't they Ely?
Yes.
Star and Rignall?
Yes.
Mm.
Opposite the Lamb Hotel, I think.
That's
the premises are still there. It's a bookshop and junk shop, I think.
Yeah, and then Star and Rignall, they were bought out by John Slater from Newmarket. They were quite a big D&P works and professional at the Maltings, Exnin Road.
Then there was Alex Gill. Yeah, Alex Gill did our wedding photos in 1970.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think he went bust, I'm not sure. Ian Lillies, they were, of course, as you know, they were photographers, or they had photographic there. But they were also the same company that Stearns were involved with their photographic. So it was sort of a franchise there, I rather think. possibly overlorded by Stearns, but in actual fact belonged to this company in Brighouse, who I can't remember the name of. Stan Robertson was the photographer there, I know.
So any other little anecdotes about any of these Cambridge photographers then, or customers at Anglia? Or,
well, not really. We did have a bloke who was a photographer. He was a Saturday sort of photographer, Nigel Atkinson. And he used to ask me, he used to say, "Oh, just could I have a word?" "Yes, all right." And he got a Praktika camera, 35mm, and he reckoned he was this photographer, you see, to do these weddings. And he used to do some weddings, but they were horrible. But and he'd sort of say, "Oh, what exposure do you think I should give?" I said, "Well, is the sun going to shine?" Yeah, and it was terrible. No, you say, "Well, you know, try and play it safe then. Say 125th at F8 and used to push him off like that, you know. He came in, he used to come in the works, he used to walk into the works, and Carol hated him. And he used to walk through that green door and he used to walk in. And she used to say, "Yes, could I have a word with Mr. Johnson? Would you mind going in the shop and Mr. Johnson will come through? It's staff only this side of that door." Yeah, and so of course you. And you know, on one occasion he came in there, he wanted a reprint doing, and I think a reprint in them days was probably 30p or whatever it was. "Oh, right, okay, I'll pay by cheque." Yeah, because I was thinking about the Cambridge Camera Club and people like that. I mean, like, really good, you say about good amateurs, I mean, like B.G. Snelson and Ronnie Maxim.
Yeah.
Superb photographers. Yeah.
So,
not that I knew all that many, Frank Watson and one or two like that.
Yeah. So did you do work for them?
No, but I was in the Cambridge Camera Club.
Right. Because, now is it a Cambridge Camera Club or a Cambridge Photographic Society? Was the original one,
yeah,
I think, wasn't
that's
it?
Right, yeah.
And they had annual competitions and so on?
Yes. Well, we had a trip to, which I won, we had a trip to Bertrand Mill Circus at Olympia.
Uh-huh.
And by that time, my mother, who had only just started work, she bought me this Retina camera, Kodak Retina. And I got a picture there of the elephants where they stand on each other's backs with the girl on top. And anyhow, the competition had closed, and my mother was quite angry about this. She went to see Frank Watson, who was the secretary, and said, "You know, my son done this, and, you know, and that's his print. He made it himself, and all that sort of thing. He's still a schoolboy, and he wants to be in the competition." And it won.
It won?
So he put it. Because I would only be, what, 15, 16, perhaps? Yeah, and they organised a trip up there, the Bertram Mill Circus.
But Snelson is still spoken of as one of the best photographers of the Fens ever.
Yeah, and he was the man at the pawnbrokers.
Right.
Yeah, that's where he worked. Whether he owned it or not, I don't know. On the left-hand side, down Magdalen Street.
Yeah.
Bridge Street.
Yeah,
that bit there. Yeah, on the left-hand side. Yeah, that's where he was, B.G. Snelson. And it's such a nice bloke, you know, nothing, no real sort of bravado about him or anything like that, you know. Some of them at the photographic club, they were like that, because you've got, you know, people in the higher echelons of status symbol sort of thing. And I mean, one who I weren't particularly keen on as a bloke sort of thing was Ronnie Maxim, but he worked at the university. He was a good photographer though, but they reckoned at one time that he put his photos in to get his ARPS. He had the ARPS. B.G. Snelson, I'm sure, had an FRPS. But there was talk at one point that he entered photographs for it that B.G. Snelson had done for him. But, you know, I don't think people were prepared to pursue it too far.
Yeah.
You know?
Was that a very active society
days? Yeah, it was very active. The only reason I got into it was mainly as well because my uncle, he was something in it, Alf Warrington. So he got me to go there and he gave me my first camera. He gave me my first developing tank. Well, it wasn't, it was a wooden box. like that, and you had a wheel here to turn this, you know, for film developing. And I made my own enlarger out of a tin and all that sort of thing. Because most kids did, I reckon, one way or another. Used to get red hot, and the negatives all used to buckle and went out of focus and things like that. But we did. I did quite a lot at school, as I say, with the headmaster, the warden, Mr. Parr. And he really was a good photographer. He used to do a lot of this hand photography. And there was one picture I can remember now where he got his hand like that and he put either a handkerchief or a scarf or something over there, and then he put eyes in so it was a person's face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And drawn on his hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was sort of a tabletop photograph. And he was another one of those. I mean, in them days when I used to help out at Milrose Studio taking wedding stuff. But I mean, it was all on 5.4 stuff, you know, 5.4 Linoff or MPPs. And that's what he always used to use, you know, the big format stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Campkins used to have this sale, January, and used to have boxes all along that long counter that was there, you know, full of stuff. And they were real bargains. But when it come to sale day, people would be waiting outside, you know, like they do nowadays for these other sales. And they'd all rush in there. But they used to do real good business. But they used to get rid of a lot of stuff, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that everyone used to, and they used to advertise it in the Amateur Photographer. Yeah. Yeah, good old days. Do you want to put Monica Sindel on there? She was a photographer at Ely. And she was quite successful, and she was there. I don't suppose she's in business now, but the reason I know her so well, because she used to be the switchboard operator for us. And also, the other one I haven't seen on there yet is Dumbleton's.
Well, I don't know actually when they started.
Oh, some time ago, Dumbleton's.
They've always been in Milton Road, have they, Dumbleton's?
No. I think she started operating from home, because she married a photographer. He finished up, he had a place processing as well over at Waterbeach on the Denny End Industrial Estate. But yeah, she was about for a long while. I can't think exactly where she was, but Milton Road was where she finally settled down.
Mm-hmm.